All right, we're back.
Good morning.
Welcome to Friday, March 14th. And man, what a Friday. Sunshine and 43 degrees, liking this. I love Friday mornings. I get to talk with Brianna Koval, and then we switch gears, and I get to talk with Terry Anderson, president out at CHI St. Francis. Good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
I look forward to this segment week in and week out.
So do I.
Always great information. It's so upbeat. It's so forward-moving, and you always bring me good guests.
That's right.
So what's going on? What's happening this week?
You know, so with me today, I've got Brianna Allison. She is our pharmacist at St. Francis, and we're doing a project out there that I thought the community should hear about. We're
okay.
in a little bit of a competition with some other healthcare entities in the community, and so with me, I have Bree Allison, and I'll turn it over to her.
Bree, step on up. Good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
Thanks for coming in. Hey, I appreciate
it. Thanks for having us.
Good to see your smiling face. Well, you've got something very, very neat going on. I'm going to let you tell us about this.
Sure. So we have, we're doing a drive for the food pantry along with six other entities in town, and we're naming it Healthcare Heroes Unite for Hunger. So joining us in this is the Leech Home, Sanford, Essentia, Twin Town Villa, the NDSCS HOSA students, and the Benedictine Living Community of Wahpeton.
So you got everybody involved in this.
Yes.
I love it. I love it. So this is a friendly competition. What is this all about specifically?
So in the month of March, the Wilkin-Richland Food Pantry gets additional support from the Minnesota Food Share program for the amount of items that they receive.
Okay.
So that's why we're doing this in March. And then within our facility, we're also having a little friendly competition of who can decorate the best box with a hero theme.
Okay.
For collecting the items.
You got all kinds of competition going on out there, but makes for a fun month of March.
Yes, it does.
So specifically, what's going to happen here? I mean, during the event and once it closes up, what's going on?
Yep. So we're collecting through the whole month of March along with all the other facilities, and then we'll bring it to the food pantry at the end, and then we're going to report it out as pounds per employee on what was collected. So that's what the competition's all about.
Did you guys think of this, or where did the idea for this come from?
It's been done in the past. We just reintroduced it.
Okay.
So, yes.
Well, and that's got to make your job, that's got to make it a lot more fun to have something like this kind of on the side, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yep.
So how many years have you been at St. Francis?
12.
Okay, because now I start digging deep. And you are involved in the pharmacy, correct?
Yep.
Okay. And loving your job.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yep. We've got a good team.
And again, this is going on. Now, when does this wrap up again? The end of the month?
End of the month.
Okay.
Yep. Deadline is March 31st.
Fantastic. Well, here's hoping that you raise just a ton of food.
Yes.
Because I want to see you win this thing. And good luck decorating those boxes, too.
Our box is pretty cool. We have superhero bodies with our faces on them. So I think we're going to win at the hospital.
That's got to do a lot for morale, too. You know, when you look around and, your fellow employees are kind of happy and having fun with what's going on, too.
Yes.
Right? Bree, thanks so much for coming in this morning. I appreciate it a whole lot. Terry,
yes.
Good things going on, CHI St. Francis.
Do you know, and the other thing that we also do with that food pantry, we take money donations because the pantry has connections to get more poundage or more food for their dollar because they have connections with food venues or wherever they get their stuff. So not only does the staff donate food cans and what needs to be donated, but cash donations also.
Boy, our food pantry, man, something to be proud of. They have got more friends and more people wanting to partner with them and help them out. They're doing great things.
Yep. But you look at the price of food and where it's gone up. And if there's a family that's struggling a bit for where they're going to get their next meal, you know, where more could you put your money and your support is to help feed the community?
Well, without a doubt.
Yeah.
And again, I mean, the backpack program alone, there's over like 300 kids, in the area.
Like 330, I think, the last time that I was there doing the backpacks.
Right, that are benefiting from that. So
absolutely.
Definitely a need. Hey, you've got something else we need to talk about. Go ahead.
So, we introduced orthopedics back to our facility. So last week we had Dr. Aaron Belgard start. He is originally from, and he comes four times a month it's going to be. And he's from Alamir in Alexandria. He is originally homegrown in our state of Minnesota.
All right.
In Ashby, and he started out last Tuesday, I do believe, and he was booked. And he's scheduled to come next week, and he's booked again.
So, boy, I said, what a good problem to have.
Yeah, he's going to start out with trigger fingers and carpal tunnel, but he's seeing shoulder problems, knee problems, whether they need to be injected or what you need physical therapy. He's seeing it all.
And you've
we'll
got
grow
an
it.
Yeah, and you've got an expert, definitely. And this is something, orthopedics is something that's it's gotten huge.
Yes.
I mean, it's just totally taken off.
Yep. And you know, if it prevents you to have, you know, early prevention of having your joint or your area that hurts, getting it checked out and maybe some therapy or whatever needs to be done can prevent you from having surgery.
Mm-hmm.
So it's key to get in and get those aches and pains checked out.
So he is booked up. For people listening, though, just
yep.
call in. They can give you a call and get some more information.
That's right.
Right.
Absolutely.
All right.
You know, and maybe it's just the start of it. But we're starting up slow, so we're doing half-hour segments. You know, just to get all the charting and everything so it runs smoothly. And we're hoping the third time he comes, we can open it up to 30.
Fantastic. Well, yeah. I love hearing that. Like
yeah.
I said, just moving it forward.
It's growth.
Always in a positive direction. What are you bringing me next week? Are you going to keep that
I've
a secret?
Oh, I've got a secret.
Okay,
yeah.
good.
It's going to be huge. It's going to be big.
I love this.
I am just waiting for one more thing, and then we'll be ready to...
All right.
Get that out there.
All right. Excited
yeah.
for that. Terry, thanks for coming
thank
in. Always
you.
Enjoy this segment. Bree, thank you, too, for stopping in. We talk with Terry, president at CHI St. Francis, always bringing us great guests and fantastic information. We do this every Friday here right around 9:20 at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm News Director Eric Johnson.
With the March 17th deadline fast approaching for farmers to purchase crop insurance for spring-seeded crops, National Crop Insurance Services, or NCIS, released results of a near-record